time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Get in here and shut the door, Jesse.
Sam, I didn't know you was in here.
Don't turn on no lights.
Sam, what's going on? Where's the truck?
It's around behind the station there, Jesse. Don't turn the lights on.
Sam, what's going on here? Why is that truck hid behind this station?
I think it's a wanted truck. I'm kind of watching for the police.
Watching for the police? Sam, what have you did?
Nothing. I didn't do nothing. It's Leon. Leon was the one at fault.
But you're the one that's hiding the truck and looking for the law.
Well, yeah, but I never done nothing. It wasn't my fault.
Well, what was it that Leon done then, Sam?
Well, you know Leon's cousin, Luther, you know he trapped
Sam. Yeah, I know that. Get on with the story, Sam.
Well, he caught a crippled, scrawny bobcat.
A bobcat? Well, did he kill it?
No, he gave it to Leon to feed some, and he's doing real good, too, but Leon is taking him to the vet to get his leg fixed.
Wow, bobcat? Well, how is he going to get him there anyway?
In the truck. I was helping him.
But I mean, did he have a cage?
No, he put him in his suitcase.
In his suitcase? A wild bobcat?
Jesse, why do you keep asking that? It was a wild bobcat.
Well, Sam, how'd the police get involved
in all
this?
Well, they was looking for drugs.
What?
Yeah, they were stopping everybody and opening bags and things.
Well, Sam, didn't you and Leon tell them what was in the bag?
Would you have believed it?
Well, I don't...
They didn't. They made fun of us till they let that bobcat out. I never seen none like it, Jesse. They said they didn't ever want to see us or that truck again. Well, yeah, Leon, it's funny now, but I ain't never been as puzzled as to what to say to the law.
Well, it wasn't our fault, was it, Mr. Jesse?
Oh, nothing's ever the fault of you two. You're always innocent, and you're always causing problems for somebody else.
Jesse, I don't see how you could blame us. Leon was out one bobcat. It run off on three legs.
Yeah, Mr. Jesse, the places ain't gonna replace my bobcat or nothing. I don't know what I'm gonna tell Cousin Luther. I'm supposed to be fattening that bobcat up.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. It's just a matter of time till Luther catches a skinny skunk that he wants fattened, or maybe a white rat.
Well, he's getting pretty fat.